Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Lamentations chapter 3 tonight. Lamentations chapter 3, starting at verse 31. Lamentations 3 and 31. And the Bible says, "For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though He calls grief, yet will He have compassion according to the multitude of His mercies. For He doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men." God is good. Amen. He is good. Glory. Amen. He said, "For the Lord will not cast off forever." Amen. But now listen to what He says. He said, "He'll not cast off forever. But there come a time, praise God, when God will begin to draw close. And there'll be a time when God will begin to take those that belong to Him, and that belongs to Him, He'll begin to pull it unto Himself. Praise God. And He'll begin to do for that, glory to God, that needs to be done even in the last time." And I believe, praise God, tonight that there's a holy God of glory that's just getting ready. I believe there's a good God of glory that's sitting up there on the throne of His seat, the edge of His seat tonight, just waiting for the sign from God Almighty and say, "Go and get my children." Hey, glory. I believe there's a good God of glory. Hey, I'm talking tonight. I want to preach just a little while on the compassionate one, the one that loved us enough and He came to where we was when we couldn't get to Him. Oh, God, tonight we were so undeserving of a Lord and Savior like we've got. But praise God tonight, the compassionate one. He reached out on purpose and He touched an old wicked, vile heart like mine. And He touched an old wicked and vile heart like yours and saved you by His marvelous grace. Amen. Glory to God, the compassionate one. Praise the Lord. Amen. He come nigh to us when we need Him the most. He said, "But no, He calls grief." You know, it breaks God's heart to have to chastise His people. You know, it breaks God's heart to have to come down hard on us. It breaks God's heart to have to show us the error of our ways. But boy, God, I thank God tonight that He does. I thank God tonight He'll send some old saint of God by my way and say, "Listen, son, hey, listen, preacher, you're not doing it like it needs to be done." Amen. I'm glad Brother Jeff, he still sends the Holy Ghost of God, amen, into a little old preacher's car or a little old preacher's study. And he still touches me with His Word. And he still says, "Hey, there's a better way." He said, "I look in the depths of my soul and said, 'Do you love me enough?'" Amen. Oh, God, He got a deal and stirred my heart. He said, "Do you love me enough?" I'm talking about the compassionate one of glory, praise God. He said, "Do you love me enough?" Amen. I said, "How much is enough, God?" He said, "As much as I love you." "Do you love me as much as I love you?" He said, "What are you doing for me?" Amen. I said, "Glory to God, help me do more, God. Help me to show some old sinner, praise God, how much I love you." The compassionate one of glory. I don't deserve all that, but praise God, He loved me anyway. Up to where I was at, praise God. The compassionate one. That's His holy name. He said, "But though He calls grief, yet will He have," listen to this, "compassion." Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully. Oh, I got hold of this yesterday out there. Boy, I had me a spell. He said, "Yet will He have compassion according to the multitude of His mercies." I want to tell you something tonight. If you get a hold of this, praise God, you take it to the house. I want to say, God don't deal in addition, praise God. God don't deal in addition, praise God. God deals in multiplication tonight, praise God. In the multitude of His mercy, praise God. He had compassion on us. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you can't add it up and come to a sum. Praise God. How much compassion God has on us. You can't add it up. You're a calculator, praise God. But glory be to God, you have to multiply. Amen. The multitude of His mercies that He bestowed upon us. Praise God. the compassion has, that Jesus has, the compassion that the Lord Jesus has toward me and you. Glory to His name. Amen. Because of His compassion, because of the love that He has for us. Amen. Praise God. He knows where we're at. Amen. He knows where we, He knows what's going on, and He understands me and you. Amen. Because of the multitude, multiplying of His mercies, praise God, He knows and He understands me and you. You say, preacher, He can't understand me. You just don't realize what all I've got going on. You don't realize, praise God. Hey, you make a, that's just addition, praise God, in your mind. But glory be to God, in His, it's multiplication. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this, glory to God. He knows and understands, and He'll bring you through that and through it again. Amen. Praise God, the compassionate one. Glory be to God. About the time you think you're going to sweat sink, glory to God, He just reaches out the hand and plucks you up. Amen. Because He understands. You say, how do you know? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. The Bible says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Amen. That's that weakness and the lack of strength that we have. I want to say humanly tonight, praise God, we're weak vessels. Amen. But praise God, Paul said, he said, hey, he said, I've got a thorn in my flesh, which Satan has given to buffet me. But God said, oh, it's all right. He said, thrice I prayed, God had delivered me of that. But He said, that's all right. He said, don't worry about it. My grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. Praise God, Paul said, all right, Lord, if you say so, praise God. He said, when I'm weak, glory to God, that's when I'm strong. Amen. He knows where, He understands where we're at. He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows our lack of strength. He knows our weaknesses. Amen. But yet the compassionate one, Brother Rex, extends that hand down. That, glory to God, that nail-scarred hand that Lila was singing about, glory to God, He extends it down and He leads us and He guides us, praise God, in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And when we deviate from the path, glory be to God, He just swoops us up in them big old arms, glory be to God, carries us back and puts us on the path. Amen. When we confess our sins, amen, glory be to God. It restores our soul, glory to God, fellowship with Him one more time. Why? Because the compassionate one understands where we're at, knows what we're apt to do, knows what we need tonight, knows where we stand. Amen. I told the fellows in the prayer room tonight, we need to decide tonight where we stand. We need to decide tonight who we stand with. Because a good God of glory, the compassionate one, amen, He's willing and able to help us, but we got to be willing and able to let Him tonight. Amen. He wants to. He understands. Don't think He don't understand. He said, but He was in all points tempted like as we are. Amen. Hey, everything we endure, everything we see, every temptation, amen, the devil himself come up and he said, hey, let me give you this, let me give you that, praise God. The Lord Jesus looked at him between beak and bill. He said, I don't need what you got. He said, I own it all. Amen. Praise God. He took him to the Heavenly Father. He said, thus says the Word of God. Amen. Glory to God. He rebuked him, praise God. Amen. He's endured the temptations. Same one, praise the Lord, yet without sin. Amen. He done it, praise God, without any sin. He took upon all the temptations, all the trials, all the afflictions. Amen. I will say the compassionate one, praise God, took upon Himself, endured more than any man. His visage was marred more than any man. Amen. We're persecuted because somebody says, well, you can't do this or you can't do that. Amen. That ain't persecution. Amen. That's just little old trials. Just to see if we'll stay steadfast. Amen. He understands, praise God. He's been there. But He says, just keep up the good fight of praise. The compassionate one is on our side. He'll help us. Amen. I want to say, without Him tonight, we don't have no help. Huh? Without the Lord Jesus Christ, you on your own. God help. Amen. But I'm glad tonight we've got a compassionate one. a compassionate friend, a compassionate one that loves us and cares for us. Praise the Lord. And if He loves and cares for us, He not only understands us, but He comforts us. In John chapter 14, verse 18, He said, I will not leave you comfortless. Amen. Amen. He said, hey, when the trials come, He said, I understand where you're at. I understand what you're going through. I understand how you got there, praise God, and I know how you're going to get out. Amen. So He understands. He comforts us. He said, I will come. He said, how do you, what does He do? He said, I will comfort you. I will come to you. Amen. He said, hey, glory be to God. No matter what you're going through tonight, He said, I'll come to where you're at. Amen. I won't say, praise God, now He's a hands-on God. Amen. Amen. You think that the compassionate one tonight, glory be to God, not only does He understand, but He comforts us. He consoles us, praise God. He puts His hands on us and He loves us and He guides us and He shows us, praise God, the love of God. Helps us to see it. Amen. The compassionate one, the loving Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, praise God, loves us, amen, lays hands on us, and He said, hey, when the times get tough, Lord God, He said, I understand. He said, I'll come to where you're at. Amen. Have you ever wondered when you kind of miss the mark and you kind of stray from God a little bit? And when you come to your senses like the old fella down at the hog pen, amen, and you say, oh God, what have I done? Lord, forgive me. Now listen to this. You don't have to backtrack 2 or 3 miles to find Him. Huh? You don't have to go back and hunt Him to see where He was. Hey, go back to where you left Him, praise God. Amen. I've heard people say, you just got to get back where you left Him. No, praise God, you just got to get on your face before Him, amen, and pray, just cry out, glory to God. And the compassionate one, praise God, the comforter, He said He comes to you. I will come to you. Amen. What are you trying to say, preacher? I said, don't matter where you're at. Amen. You cry out to God. And you say, oh God, forgive me, an old sinner. Help me, Lord. Oh God, with tears right now, say, Lord God, I've messed up. Amen. Praise God, before you get that, before like an old prodigal, he throw down his pail and jump around and hit trails, Brother Bill says. Praise God, before the pail hit the ground, glory to God, the Father was on the way. Amen. He had been looking down the road. He was looking for Him. Amen. And the Bible said the Father came to Him. He embraced Him. He kissed Him. Put a robe on His head, a ring on His finger, glory be to God, and shoes on His feet. Amen. Praise God, the compassionate one. Not only does He understand us, but He comforts us. Praise the Lord. And you know if He's going to if He understands us and He wants to comfort us, then we know that He's going to deliver us. Amen. God, this is just one of these simple messages. This ain't high and lofty. This is one of them that, brother, hey, Lord just been giving me them high and lofty messages Brother R.A. White was telling me about. Amen. Glory be to God that you at that brother way up here. But praise God, you put them on the bottom shelf so that all the little children of God can get to them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we can be a help to each other. So it ain't help us. That's there. Realize it don't matter how bad it gets out there. Praise God. God's still good in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only to understand us and He comforts us, but praise God He delivers. In Psalms chapter 50, verse 15, He said, call upon me in the day of trouble. Amen. How do you get deliverance? Amen. You realize that God understands you. And that God is our only, listen to me, God is our only comforter. Hey, listen, I don't care where you look, there's no comfort outside of the Lord. Amen? You won't find it. You won't find it in a pill. You won't find it in a bottle. You won't find it in sex. You won't find it in relationship. You won't find it in the world. You won't find it in a career. You won't find it in schooling. You won't find it in knowledge. You won't find it in health. You won't find it in riches. Praise God, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ where we find the comforter. Amen. They said that that old wicked thing that's claiming he's a man, he used to be a great triathlon, and now he says he's a woman. God forbid, wicked as hell itself. They said, now he's contemplating suicide. Huh? You know what he needs? Yeah, he needs a touch of God. He needs a comforter place. He's looking in all the wrong places. Amen. He ain't content being a man, so he's tried to be a woman. They ain't content being a woman. Now he wants to die. Amen. Somebody needs to write him a letter and tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell him about the compassionate one who loves him and cares for his soul. Amen. Deliver him out of that mess and make him, give him joy down his heart. Peace, praise God. Amen. It's not there. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble. And what? He said, I will deliver thee. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, I understand where you're at. He said, I have the comfort because I am the comforter. Praise God. He said, I know where you're at. Praise God. I know the trouble that you're in. Praise God. He said, I will come to you and I'll deliver you. You know what deliverance means? Deliverance means to be brought out. Amen. Amen. To be set above, praise God. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you don't even realize what's bothering me. What's bothering me is my old stinking flesh. My flesh is giving me a problem. You think God don't know that? Amen. God will take you, praise God, plumb out of your flesh if He needs to. And establish your going, praise God. Put in a, hey, He'll take old stony heart out and He'll put in a heart of flesh. Amen. What we need is a heart transplant. Amen. Hey, Dr. Phil and Dr. Chill and Dr. Feel Good, praise God, try to tell us all these different ways. Amen. But I want to say, glory be to God, it comes from the Comforter, amen, when He offers deliverance. Praise the Lord. We get to crying out. He said, call upon Him in the day of trouble. Amen. Ain't that what He told the children of God to do? Remember what I preached here Sunday morning? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Amen. He said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, when we begin to call on God with a broken and a contrite heart, praise God. Said it rings the prayer bells of glory. Amen. God begins to hear. He begins to move, praise God. He begins to comfort and console and deliverance will come. Praise the Lord. He's a delivering God. I tell you what, I don't see how you sit there like that. You ought to shout or something. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about the compassionate one. What He's doing for us, praise God. That's better. The church don't even realize what God is doing for us today. What He wants to do. The compassionate one. Praise God. He understands. He wants comfort. He wants to deliver. He wants to bring us out. You say, well, preacher, I'm not strong enough to receive out. I'm not strong enough to get out. That's why He also wants to give us courage. Amen. In Psalms 27, verse 14, the Bible says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Amen. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You say, preacher, I don't have the strength. Amen. I want to say, the children of Israel didn't have the strength either to get out of Egypt, but praise God, they sent a deliverer. And the deliverer comes. He said, glory to God. He said, just pack up your bag, get the groceries together, pack up all your gold and your silver and your precious things, and borrow you some pots and vessels, not a few, praise God, and get ready to get out of here. Amen. They said, what's going on? He said, deliverance has come. Amen. Amen. They marched out of there. Pharaoh set them go. You know the story. They marched out of there. Pharaoh, a bunch of ungodly mess come along. They said, you going to let them go like that? They're making a mockery out of you all over the country. All Egypt's been laughing at you. Amen. The devil come in there. He said, oh yeah, we ain't going to let them get by with it. He said, man up! And they went after, you know the story. They caught old Moses and the children of Israel there at the Red Sea. Amen. The children of Israel, they said, oh goodness, you brought us out of Egypt, out of the wealth of land, to die here at the sea. Who was to know it come to this? Praise God. Lord said, glory to God, if we die here, we'll die trusting Jesus. Amen. Oh, God spoke to the man of God, the deliverer, the man type of Lord Jesus Christ. He said, hey! to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. You know what he's saying? Brother Andrew, he said, there's a time you just gotta be quiet and listen. Amen. Sometimes we just gotta be quiet and just wait on God. Amen. What we do when we do that, what we do, we get to meditating on Him, we get to thinking about Him. Amen. We get to relying on Him. Realize that the Comforter, He prays God, He will send deliverance, that deliverance will come. Amen. And before, next thing you know, praise God, there's the deliverer. Amen. Moses held that rod up and he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Boy, I guarantee there's a dead silence. Praise God, on the shores of the Red Sea, you could have dropped a pin and it echoed for miles. Amen. And all of a sudden, an east wind began to blow. Go ahead, please. There was a sweet peace come over that. Amen. When that still, small voice, that wind, praise God, began to blow. Next thing you know, them seas opened up, praise God, and the Bible said they stood up in a heap. And the children of God said, could you imagine sitting there on the shores or looking out over that thing? Well, boy, this is it. And here Pharaoh, they see him coming, big old cloud of dust and a swirl, praise God, and all of a sudden there's interference. Amen. All of a sudden, praise God, there's interference from on high. Hey, glory be to God. And the fire, the power of God come down, and He interfered, He cut them off. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that was Old Testament. Praise God, He ain't changed not one whit. God's still the same yesterday and forever. Amen. Praise God, He's still parting seas. People still walking on water. God's still getting the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's still able, praise God. But you know the story, they parted that sea, it congealed up, praise God. And the Bible said that night they went through dry shod. Amen. They didn't even get them sandals wet. Amen. You know why? Because God knew what was ahead. He knew they was going to have to wear them sandals for about 40 years. Amen. And if they had got wet and got all sandy and dirty and gritty, praise God, they would have drawed up, they would have shrunk up, and they wouldn't have lasted. But God says, you know what? He could have had them go through there holding the babies on their head, wading through waist deep water. Some of these crazy theologians, historians today say, well, that wasn't the Red Sea. It was around on the edge of it, and it was just kind of a swampy place. Amen. Glory be to God. What a miracle! Drowned all of Pharaoh's army in a swampy place. Chariots, horses, and all. What a God we serve. Amen. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, it was the Red Sea, probably the deepest part of it. Amen. Why? What happened? The deliverer showed up. You know how he showed up? Because, praise God, Moses had faith. Amen. He had faith in God. He was waiting. Hey, the compassionate one came by on purpose. And he delivered them, praise God. And he gave them courage. He said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Amen. That's where we get our strength. He said, Steve, strengthen our heart. Amen. What we need is a strong heart. Amen. I'm not talking out here and run marathons either. I'm talking to one that'll stand for God. Amen. When the world's trying to drag us down, when the world's trying to defile us and shut us up, praise God, we're just going to stand and say, praise Jesus anyhow. Amen. Why? Because we have that courage. He said, wait, I say, on the Lord. Why do we do that? You say, well, preacher, why would we? What advantage is this? Because he said it cheers us up. Amen. Encourages our heart. Amen. In other words, not only does it courage, but it gives us encouragement. In John chapter 16, verse 33, the Bible says this. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have peace. Tribulation. Now, Jesus is just giving them some facts. Amen. He said, in the world, you'll have tribulation. That's a fact. Ain't that fact? How many hardships, trials, tribulations? Amen. He said, in the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. In other words, he said, hey, take up a little encouragement. Let me give you a little encouragement. Amen. Praise God. To go with your courage, some encouragement. He said, I have overcome the world. Amen. You know what? I got thinking about that. Boy, I had me a spell today, Brother X. I got to think about, there's no one else in the world, praise God, that can say what I just read in your hearing. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Ain't nobody else can say that. Amen. Jesus Christ has overcome the world. Why should we be encouraged today? Why should we be of good cheer, praise God? Because Jesus Christ has overcome. Amen. Amen. Two or three little obstacles. Two or three little persecutions. Two or three little temptations. No. He knows the feeling of our infirmity. He's been tempted. He was tried with it all. The demons of hell, praise God, unleashed on Him on the cross of Calvary in the darkness of night, praise God, that fell on that place. Oh, glory be to God. He withstood all of it. Amen. Took it upon Himself so that He could stand and say, you know what? I'm a compassionate God. I know where you're at. I understand. Amen. Praise God. I know what you need. He said, I'll just pass out a little encouragement. Amen. It's a little bit of encouragement. No one else can do that. No one else has that to offer. Amen. Where are you going to get any encouragement from? So, oh, preacher, I go down there to the barber shop. That's where I get my encouragement. So them old boys down there, they talk or hunting and are fishing, boy, and we just have us a time. Amen. What does that do for your soul? Amen. There's nothing to bring you out. There's nothing to let you up past this world. But Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Amen. No one else has. Amen. The compassionate one. He said, you know what? Don't worry about it. I got this. He said, he's got the old, I've been there and done that theory. Amen. He said, I'll take care of this for you. He said, how do you know? He said, because of the compassionate one, we have peace. Bible says it passes understanding. Amen. He gives us peace. Praise God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. He said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The compassionate one, he says, you know what? I give you peace. Not only peace, he says, I give you peace of God. He said, the peace I have to give you is not the peace of this world. He said, praise God, I give you peace that's out of this world. Peace that you can't even, hey, it's so great, brother. Brother, you can't even understand, brother, how great that peace is that I have for you. The compassionate one said, I have peace, praise God, that passes all understanding. We'll not understand, praise God, the peace that the peace giver gives, praise God, till we get the glory. And then we'll understand it in full force. Praise the Lord. He said, "It shall all of us shall keep your hearts and minds." You know how He does that? You know how He gives us that peace? It gives us peace in our hearts and our minds. Praise God. He said, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What did I say? There's nobody else that's overcome everything in the world. How do we know, praise God, how to overcome? Because we overcome through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He gives us peace, praise God, that we are overcomers. Amen. And notice what he said, the peace of God. What's he saying here? He's saying, Brother Rick, he said, it's peace from God. Amen. He said, it's not peace that the world has. It's not peace that family gives. It's not peace that we should try to maintain. Praise God. He said, it's peace that's a gift from God. He hands down to us because He loves us. Amen. He sends that peace to me and you. Over in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. The Bible says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. He said, I praise God, he said, glory to God in the highest, because He's give us peace. Peace even on earth, praise God. Like, hey, he said, He's give us peace like the peace of glory is what He has to offer. Amen. Hey, I want to say, praise God, there's no turmoil in glory. Amen. There's no confusion in glory. There's no hardship. There's no anguish. There's no bitterness. There's no riling in glory. Amen. Praise God. Hey, if you're looking for that, you're looking for the wrong place. That mess is the other way. Amen. If you want that, at the author of confusion, it's the devil. Praise God. He's down there in the pits of hell. Amen. But he said, if you're looking for glory tonight, praise God, you're looking for peace. Amen. Peace that passes understanding. When you don't, when you can't figure out, praise God, how you're going to get from here to there, praise God, you put your trust in the Lord and He delivers you there. Amen. The compassionate one, praise God, He comes to us. He speaks to us. He knows us. He knows about us. He comforts us. He delivers us. He encourages us. He gives us the courage. And He offers us that multitude of peace. So much peace, praise God. We can't understand it now. But we know, listen, I'm done. We know that He has it for us to give to us. Amen? And all we got to do, how do we get it? He said it's the peace of God. It comes from God the Father. Shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. He said, He said if you're going to have peace in your heart, He said you're going to get, Brother Andrew, through the compassionate one. Amen? The one who understands you and knows exactly what we need. Amen? He's going to speak to our heart. He's going to encourage us. He's going to help us. He's going to lift us up. Praise God. He's going to put us in places that we've never been before in the presence of a holy God, worshiping and praising and magnifying the name of God. Amen. You know what happens when we do that? Brother Mike, when we begin to do that, praise God, everything else goes right down here and God, when God begins to be up here. I was thinking of them little old young'uns up there and they was raising their Bible up. Amen. When they were singing about that blessed old book. Amen. And they was holding them Bibles up in there. Boy, I about had me a spell. Because you know what this blessed old King James Bible is? That's Jesus Christ. Amen. That's Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ. And He said, if I be lifted up. Amen. Praise God. In other words, He said, if you take this blessed old book and you'll read it and you'll love it and you'll live it, praise God, that's lifting it up. And He said, I'll draw you to me. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll put you in a vacuum, glory be God, and I'll suck you right to myself. Amen. And He said, I'll put a vacuum around you, praise God, that there ain't nothing can get to you. Amen. You ever see them vacuum sealers? Man, them's the best things in the world. You take them little old bags, you put them, and you make sure that if they got a hole in them, buddy, if there's any hole in them, any imperfection at all, that they're worthless. And you go to it sucks the air out of that thing and it seals it. I mean it sucks it so tight on it that nothing that you put in can even wiggle. Amen. Praise the Lord. It can't wiggle to the left. It can't wiggle to the right. It can't wiggle up or down. Praise God. I mean it sucks it in tight. If there's a little imperfection at Bigo, it won't work. Amen. As soon as you take the suction off it, it goes back out. But praise God, if you get that, you get one that's sealed up just right. Amen. Bible says we're sealed by the Spirit. Amen. And when we get sealed up, if we get sealed up just right, praise God, He puts a suction on us so strong, praise God, it's an embrace of the Lord of God, the compassionate one, and He pulls us to Himself, and He holds us, praise God, so tight, and loves on us so much, praise God, and we don't want to get away. Don't want to go to the left. Don't want to go to the right. Praise God. We just stay in that little vacuum bubble. Praise God. But you know the amazing thing about that little old vacuum sealer? That's what I was getting to, and I'm done. When that thing sucks up all around it tight like that, praise God, you can take that thing and throw it in the freezer or throw it on somewhere, and that stuff will be preserved from now on. Huh? Because there's no air, there's nothing, there's no contaminants can get to it. And without contamination, praise God, when there's no defilement, no outside interference, praise God, it can't rot, it can't decay, it can't go away. It's just there. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying when the compassionate one comes up and we allow Him to just engulf us in His love and suck us to Himself, praise God, we have all these things I told you about tonight. And when we get all that, praise God, we get that peace of God. That passes all understanding. Amen. It don't matter if the world's in turmoil, praise God. And I told my wife, we had to run out to Walmart the other night and we was driving out the road and I told her, I said, I believe it was Monday night. And I told her, I said, it scares me. She said, what? I said, our little Mia, when she grows up and little Hayden and little Alexis, and so when they're growing up in this wicked, wicked world that we live, if it keeps getting worse like it is now, By the time they're teenagers and young adults, what will they have to deal with? Let me tell you what they have to deal with. Have you ever seen that old wicked movie, the Mad Max movies? That's where we're headed. Amen? That's where we're headed. That's where America's headed. You say, well, preacher, that scares me. Amen, it don't me. Because what my God is a delivering God. My God is a comforting God. Amen. All these things are happening around, but my God is an understanding God. Amen. He knows tonight just exactly what this old boy can stand. And praise God, when I've had enough, He'll say, He's had enough. Amen. And He'll take me out of here to be with Him. That's a blessed hope I have. Why? Because He's a compassionate one. Amen. He's a compassionate one. He won't leave me here to struggle and fight and praise God, but He'll be there right with me all the way to the end of the way. Amen. As the compassionate one.